Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
I'm Jeff Bell.
I'm Patty Rising. The impeachment trial of the president is moving through its second day, and the Democratic prosecution continues to lay out the president against evidence against President Trump. KCBS's Jim Taylor is monitoring the proceeding. Jim?
Action just now at those proceedings. It's a brief disruption in the Senate gallery today. A dinner recess right now for the senators. The Democratic House manager spending hours today presenting arguments in favor of impeachment. Congressman Adam Schiff.
The House believes that an impartial juror, upon hearing the evidence that the managers will lay out in the coming days, will find that the Constitution demands the removal of Donald J. Trump from his office as President of the United States.
He laid out the charges involving a foreign government in the American election process and then covering it up.
No person, including and especially the president, would be above the law. Nothing could be more dangerous to a democracy than a commander-in-chief who believed that he could operate with impunity, free from accountability.
The big question, will witnesses be called? Opinion polls say that is what the public wants. A reminder, these historic proceedings are streaming live on KCBSradio.com. Jim Taylor, KCBS.
Thanks, Jim. Travel in parts of China being limited due to the spreading coronavirus, which has also led to increased screening of specific international passengers at San Francisco International. KCBS's Margie Schaefer reports on the efforts to identify passengers who may have the coronavirus, which has proven deadly in China.
The CDC has sent an additional 40 team members to support screening for the coronavirus at SFO. Chinese state media says the city of Wuhan is shutting down outbound flights and trains as the new virus spreads more widely. There are three such flights to SFO per week.
And then also connecting passengers coming from another destination but who originated their travel in Wuhan would also be subject to this CDC screening, and that's about 20 people per day.
That's Doug Yackel with SFO.
My name is Xie Zheng.
She was a screened passenger for the coronavirus.
On the forehead?
Yes.
Been taking.
Yes.
And did it take a long time?
No. It's very fast.
On her phone, she has an app provided by the Chinese government which shows the impact of the virus in real time, how many people are infected with the virus and how many have died and where.
Only 17 deaths.
And I'm looking at the map and it shows dark red. That must
yes.
be where. Is that where Wuhan is?
Wuhan is here.
If someone presents with a spiked temperature, they would be taken to a local hospital with the capability to conduct a quarantine if necessary. At SFO, Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
Well, because the coronavirus can't be detected by doctors in most hospitals, medical professionals in the U.S. have to rely on the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub reports that a major Bay Area research hospital is one of only a few in America that can do the same.
Dr. Charles Chu, a leading infectious disease researcher at UCSF, says his team have the ability to test for coronavirus using so-called next-gen DNA sampling.
It's already been shown, for instance, that the existing tests that we do for diagnosing other coronavirus infections actually cannot diagnose this disease. And in fact, this is why many laboratories are now rushing to try to develop an accurate and sensitive test that can enable us to really detect this virus. Currently, we actually have to public health agencies such as the Centers for Disease Control are able to do testing for this particular virus.
UC is a research institution and not sanctioned by the CDC to provide an official clinical analysis for coronavirus. But if patients with symptoms of the disease are admitted to UC, it's likely next-gen DNA sampling would be used to provide an initial diagnosis. At UCSF, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
The union representing UC service workers and university administrators has reached a tentative contract agreement in what has been one of the university's longest labor disputes. KCBS's Bob Butler reports the union says the deal gives workers better pay and job security.
The union represents 27,000 employees across the UC system.
About 8,000 of those workers are what we call UC service workers. Food service, custodial, parking, security, landscaping.
AFSCME spokesman Todd Stenhouse says it's been a long, hard fight.
These folks, along with 19,000 patient care technical workers that we represent, have been without a contract since 2017.
Stenhouse says the deal gives raises and cuts the number of jobs UC can outsource.
And it will give them, you know, the security in terms of their benefits going forward that they need and deserve, that their families need and deserve, and perhaps most importantly, the job security that they need and deserve.
The union's recommending a yes vote, which is supposed to take place by January 30th. In San Francisco, Bob Butler, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.